Flowers for Algernon. Page 309. November the 21st. I did a dumb thing today. I forgot I wasn't in Miss Kinney's class at the adult center anymore like I used to be.
11月21日，今天我做了一件傻事儿。我忘记自己已经不再像从前那样在成人教育中心金妮安小姐的班里上课了。
I went in and sat down in my old seat in the back of the room, and she looked at me funny, and she said, Charlie, where have you been?
我走进去，坐在教室后排我曾经的老座位上。她奇怪地看着我，问道 ,Charlie, 你去哪里了？
So I said, hello, Miss Kinney. I'm ready for my lesson today. Only I lost the book we were using.
于是我说，您好，金妮安小姐，我今天准备好上课了，只是我弄丢了我们在用的那本书。
She started to cry and ran out of the room, and everybody looked at me, and I saw a lot of them wasn't the same people who used to be in my class.
他哭了起来，跑出了教室。所有人都看着我。我发现班里很多人已经不再是从前班上的那些同学了。
Then all of a sudden, I remember some things about the operation and me getting smart, and I said, holy smoke, I really put a Charlie Gordon that time.
那一刻我突然想起了手术，还有自己曾经变聪明的往事。我心里呼喊，天哪，我又变回从前的那个 Charlie Gordon 了。
I went away before she came back to the room.
我在她回到教室之前就离开了。
That's why I'm going away from here for good to the Warren Home School.
这就是我要永远离开这里，前往 Warren 之家学校的原因。
I don't want to do nothing like that again.
我不想再做出这样的事情了。
I don't want Miss Kinney to feel sorry for me.
我不想让金妮安小姐为我感到难过。
I know everybody feels sorry for me at the bakery, and I don't want that either, so I'm going someplace where there are a lot of other people like me, and nobody cares that Charlie Gordon was once a genius, and now he can't even read a book or write good.
我知道面包店里所有人都在可怜我，我不愿意这样，所以我要去往一个有很多和我一样的人的地方。没有人能够在意 Charlie Gordon 曾经是天才，而如今他连读书写字都做不好。
I'm taking a couple of books along, and even if I can't read them, I'll practice hard, and maybe I'll even get a little bit smarter than I was before the operation without an operation.
我带上了几本书，就算我现在读不懂，我也会努力练习。或许不用做手术，我也能比手术之前稍微聪明那么一点点。
I got a new rabbit's foot and a lucky penny and even a little bit of that magic powder left, and maybe they will help me.
我带上了新的幸运兔角，一枚幸运便士，还剩下一点点的魔法粉末，也许他们可以帮助我。
If you ever read this, Miss Kinney, don't be sorry for me.
金妮安小姐，如果你读到这篇文字，请不要为我难过。
I'm glad I got a second chance in life like you said to be smart, because I learned a lot of things that I never even knew were in this world, and I'm grateful for it all even for a little bit.
我很庆幸。正如你所说，我得到了人生第二次变聪明的机会。我学到了很多从前不知道的世间事物。我心怀感激，哪怕只有短暂一瞬，我也能够见识过这一切。
And I'm glad I found out all about my family and me. It was like I never had a family till I remembered about them and saw them. And now I know I had a family and I was a person just like everyone.
我也很开心，我了解了自己和家人的全部往事，在回忆起见到他们之前，我仿佛从未拥有过家人，而现在我明白，我拥有过家人，我也曾和所有人一样是一个完整的人。
I don't know why I'm dumb again or what I did wrong.
我不知道为什么我又变愚笨了，也不清楚我究竟做错了什么。
Maybe it's because I didn't try hard enough or just somebody put the level eye on me.
也许是我不够努力，又或许是有人对我施加了诅咒。
But if I try and practice very hard, maybe I'll get a little smarter and know what all the words are.
但如果我拼命努力地学习，也许我可以变聪明一点点，认识所有的文字。
I remember a little bit how nice I had a feeling with the blue book that I read with the torn cover.
我依稀记得那本封面破损的蓝色书本带给我的美好感受。
And when I close my eyes, I think about the man who taught the book, and he looks like me, only he looks different, and he talks different, but I don't think it's me, because it's like I see him from the window.
当我闭上眼睛，我想起那个撕破书本的人，他长得和我相似，神态谈吐却不一样。我觉得那并不是我，仿佛我正隔着窗户望着他。
Anyway, that's why I'm going to keep trying to get smart, so I can have that feeling again.
总而言之，这就是我要不断努力变聪明的原因。我希望再次拥有那种美好的感受。
It's good to know things and be smart, and I wish I knew everything in the whole world.
能够通晓知识，拥有智慧是一件美好的事儿。我多么希望我能够知晓世间万物。
I wish I could be smart again right now.If I could, I would sit down and read all the time.
我真希望此刻就能够重新变聪明。如果可以，我愿意一直坐下来读书。
Anyway, I bet I'm the first dumb person in the world who found out something important for science.
我相信我是世界上第一个为科学发现了重要真相的智力障碍者。
I did something, but I don't remember what.
我完成了一项发现，只是我已经记不清那是什么了。
So I guess it's like I did it for all the dumb people like me in Warren and all over the world.
所以我想，我是为 Warren 之家以及全世界所有和我一样的智力障碍者完成了这件事。
Goodbye, Miss Kenyon and Dr. Strauss and everybody.
再见了 ，Kenyon 小姐，施特劳斯医生，还有所有人。
P.S. Please tell Professor Namer not to be such a grouch when people laugh at him, and he would have more friends.
附言，请告诉 Namer 教授，当人们取笑他的时候，不要总是闷闷不乐，那样他可以拥有更多的朋友。
It's easy to have friends if you let people laugh at you.
如果你能够坦然接受别人的玩笑，交到朋友其实很简单。
I'm going to have lots of friends where I go.
在我将要去住的地方，我会交到很多朋友。
P.S. Please, if you get a chance, put some flowers on Algernon's grave in the backyard.
附言，如果你有机会，请在后院阿尔吉农的坟墓上放上一束鲜花。文末作者简介。
Daniel Keyes was born in Brooklyn, New York, and received his BA and MA degrees from Brooklyn College.
丹尼尔·凯斯生于纽约布鲁克林，在布鲁克学院呢，取得了文学学士以文学硕士学位。
He was the author of 8 books, and he also worked as a merchant seaman, a fiction editor, a high school teacher, and a university professor.
他一共创作了八部著作，同时还做过商船的水手、小说编辑、中学教师以及大学教授。
Flowers for Algernon is his most famous work and inspired the Oscar-winning film Charlie.
献给阿尔吉农的花束呢，是他最知名的代表作，改编影片 Charlie 斩获奥斯卡奖项。
He won the Hugo and Nebula Awards for his work.And was chosen as an author emeritus by the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers America.
他的作品呢，斩获了雨果奖、星云奖，被授予了美国科幻奇幻作家协会荣誉作家称号。献给阿尔吉农的花束。读完了这本小说。 我们跟着查理走完了一场短暂却完整的人生。查理最初的心愿呢，就是变聪明，获得别人的喜爱。手术之后，他一跃成为了天才，看见了从前看不见的世界，看清了嘲笑背后的恶意，人与人之间的隔阂，科学研究里的功利。可超高的智力并没有带来幸福，反而让他陷入了巨大的孤独。当小白鼠阿尔基农开始衰退，查理也一步一步地迎来了智力回落。故事的结尾，他回到了最初笨拙的模样，选择默默地离开。他留给世界最后的心愿，就是给自己的伙伴阿尔基农献上一束花。这本书告诉我们，智商不等于幸福，知识不等于善良，真正珍贵的是心底的温柔、共情与爱。哪怕生命短暂，认真活过、爱过、感受过，就拥有了意义。我们不应该只用聪明与否去判断一个人，善良与真诚永远是人性里最珍贵的光芒。书中经典的句子都有哪些呢？ P.S. Please, if you get a chance, put some flower on the Algernon's grave in the backyard. 如果你有机会，请在后院阿尔基农的坟墓上放上一束鲜花。Intelligence is one of the greatest human gifts, but all too often the search for knowledge drives out the search for love. 智力呢是人类最伟大的天赋之一，可是很多时候对知识的追逐却赶走了我们对爱的追寻。Kindness matters more than wisdom. 善良比智慧更加重要。Value every experience in your life.珍惜生命里的每一段经历。True happiness lies in love and understanding. 真正的幸福源于爱与理解。